Hi.
Welcome to episode 35 of Come Get Your Podcast. You can't tell, but I'm fist pumping like crazy. I'm your host, Adam.
I'm your host, Dustin.
I'm Chris.
I was doing that, but with even less sound. How are we doing, guys?
I am doing good.
Well, now that third summer is over, pretty good.
I still think we have fourth summer on the way.
It was just one day of summer again.
Fall's here.
Monday, it's supposed to be like 80 degrees again.
No, it's not. Come on,
really? Yeah, it is. No, we're getting another 80 degree day. Or two.
Monday, 79 degree high. Tuesday, 80. And then Wednesday, 73.
It's that beautiful time of year in the Midwest where
it's the can be most
summer or very hardcore fall
of the year.
Bridging on winter.
When the Midwest is drunk.
But it's a good thing that global warming doesn't exist, though.
No, it's not real. Earth can't have global warming when a flat Earth.
Yeah.
It's just a science fact.
Yeah, that's just science.
It's just science.
Damn millennials.
I only have 82 hours of recording time left on this hard drive, by the way. Just want to let you guys know that. So we got to hurry things along.
Shit, I got 247 hours left.
I got 168.
I need to move some stuff onto my external hard drive, apparently.
I mean, I think you might be all right, you know, for at least a little bit longer, but
I don't know. If it goes below 80, I'm going to freak the fuck out. All right.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Before we really get into things, we have promised for the past couple episodes we were going to come up with a list, a definitive list.
We did.
Of Arnold Schwarzenegger movies.
No, I'm still a suck-ass. I didn't watch anymore. Like, I'm just disappointed in myself. Because it came to my mind that I should, and I didn't.
I'm going to let you be disappointed for yourself, and I am no longer disappointed.
I did watch Solo, though.
How was that?
How was that?
It's okay.
Okay.
I'm glad I didn't see it in theaters.
I got spoiled on a thing for that. Aww. I won't talk about it in the movie. I won't talk about it on the podcast, obviously, but yeah.
I still haven't seen it, haven't read any spoilers on it. It's one of those things where it's like, I was kind of looking forward to it, and then started hearing those reviews, and then just kind of let it go, and just never came back around to it.
From what I understand, it's what I was spoiled on isn't a major thing. It's just more of a, oh, that's a cool nod to stuff, but, you know, what can you do? But what we can't do is list some. You want to do five? Was that it? Right?
Yeah, yeah. That's the
five
CGY podcast power ranking.
Schwarzenegger movies.
I think we got to start at five.
Are we ranking them?
I think so. So we got to go reverse order, right?
What's your proposition?
I mean, mine would be like something like Twins. But I could also go Jingle All the Way or, you know.
Or Junior.
Junior. There's some of those ones that aren't like those extremely good
kindergarten
action movies. Ooh. See?
I'm going Kindergarten Cop for five. That's mine.
You know what?
Well, this is a power ranking. Keep in mind, this is a CGY podcast.
This is our official one. Shit.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. So, you know what? I think I could hop on board with Kindergarten Cop.
Chris, how do we feel about this?
Sure. That's one of the few I've seen, so yeah.
I could do that at five. That feels like a good five.
Put it on the board. Kindergarten Cop.
All right, five. Four.
Jingle All the Way.
I don't know if I should put that higher or...
No, I'm okay with it being four.
All right.
That or Eraser, maybe.
So, yeah, I was exactly just thinking of that one. I actually think I enjoy Jingle All the Way more than Eraser. But if it's a collective, I will agree.
I don't think Eraser is going to make the list then.
At now, no. Yeah, I think you're right. At this point, Jingle All the Way is four, Eraser's not on the board.
All right, Jingle All the Way is four. Bye, Eraser. Okay. See ya.
All right. Three.
This is when we're going to start disagreeing.
Yeah, it's going to be tough some of us. From here.
Terminator 2.
I was thinking that maybe Predator.
I haven't seen Predator, so I'll have to defer to your judgment.
Here's the thing. If Predator's 3, Terminator 2 is not on the list for me.
Oh, then this is unacceptable. The Terminator 2 is on my list.
Okay, Terminator 2 then. T2's 3. That's fine.
Number 2.
Damn.
I'm also throwing Terminator 1 because I like that movie way more.
Number 2 is Terminator 1?
No.
All right, what's number 2?
I mean, it's clearly Batman and Robin.
Get out.
It's Predator.
Get out.
Predator.
Are you serious? You want Predators number 2?
Yeah. For me. That's my... I'm willing to listen. Otherwise.
You're going to have to talk with Dustin about this. I've never seen it.
Man, I don't know if I can... Oof. See, I like T2 more than Predator, though. So... Chris, you're going to have to decide.
Well, I've never seen
Predator. I know.
I'm willing to go Running Man.
Oh, my God.
I see your T2 and raise you the Running Man.
I like the Running Man more than Predator, too. So, yeah.
All right, I'll go Running Man then, number 2.
All right.
Now, number 1, I know you're going to say True Lies.
Yeah. True Lies, baby.
It is. That's
Total Recall.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm taking... Okay, number 2, I'm going back. Total Recall. I forgot about that one.
Yep. Number 2 is Total Recall. It's got to be.
Instead of...
Running Man?
Yeah. Instead of Running Man? Okay. Yeah. Fine. I got overruled there.
That's your fault. You brought it up, man.
Damn it.
What are you okay with in mind?
I still think True Lies is number 1.
I can concur.
I'm not disappointed with it. So, and I got overruled here. So.
So the list is True Lies, Total Recall, T2, Jingle All the Way,
Kindergarten Cop.
Kindergarten Cop.
Okay, you gotta take Kindergarten Cop can't be number 5.
Yeah, I know.
Get out of here.
Be number 5 then.
All right, I think it should be Jingle All the Way, Running Man.
5, 4.
T2.
3.
Total Recall. And then True Lies.
It's a good list.
I think that's why we should start at number 1.
Yeah, like, I mean, you're probably right. You're probably right. Well, so, I mean, got these heavy hitters out of the way.
Like any good journalist or scientist, you have your base facts, and you lay them out there, and then you learn new information, and then...
And you adapt.
You adapt it. Mm-hmm.
I'm good with this list.
I'm fine. I'm fine with this. This is acceptable for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna write this down.
All right.
And I honestly could even be, you know, if like what you're saying, if you think Total Recall is number 1 and True Lies is not, I accept that too. I mean, it's Total Recall is not a bad movie at all.
No. None of those top three movies are bad movies.
No.
Jingle All the Way was number 4?
Yeah, I believe so, right?
Jingle All the Way is number 5.
Oh, yeah, no, it's Running Man.
Okay, Running
Man. Yeah.
See, the thing is, I love Terminator 1 much more than Terminator 2, but Arnold Schwarzenegger isn't really featured in Terminator 1, even though he is the bad guy.
Yeah, no,
Terminator 1 is a better movie, I agree, but yeah, it's not Arnold being Arnold. It's him being a badass, by all means, but you don't get the Arnold-ness out of it.
No.
I'm actually pretty... Out of the top 5, I've only not seen one of them.
That's pretty good.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
And that's Running Man. Which one haven't you seen? I'm about to see Running Man for sure now.
Hmm. Yeah.
I wholeheartedly agree.
Yeah, I think you'd enjoy it.
Is it like the song?
Absolutely.
All right, cool.
Verse for verse.
Just so you know, this is our list. This was Carlos's list that he tweeted us last week.
Mm-hmm.
And his number 1 was True Lies. Number 2, Jingle All the Way. 3, Last Action Hero. 4 Running Man, and 5 Commando.
Also not a bad list.
So we matched up with 2 of those.
To be honest with you, it would have been much easier to do a top 10 Arnold Schwarzenegger movie list, but I feel good with our top 5.
All right, there you
got it. Because there's so many, I feel like there's so many movies we could have picked to put at number 5, but I'm good with our list.
Well, there we have it, folks. You got the top 5 Arnold list.
We'll put it on the board. We'll make it official either later today or Tuesday. I don't know when we want to be controversial.
We took too long with that for sure. We got that tweet on August 24th.
Yeah, see? We're done. It's now past.
We can't decide.
I mean, to be honest, though, 2 of us had seen all of these movies already, so...
Actually, that's
right. We were waiting on somebody to watch some more Arnold movies.
I watched one, and that was T2.
Hey, man, that's a good one to catch up on.
This is the funny thing, is that I'm like, I don't know if I have time to watch Arnold movies, but then I watched all 8 episodes or 9 episodes of Jack Ryan.
Yeah.
I still have to watch that.
I've seen the first episode.
Really good, it's really good, man. I really enjoyed it.
I binged Big Mouth Season 2 yesterday.
Oh, I've never seen Big Mouth. I'm in the middle of watching Good Place right now.
It's on my list.
I've heard that's good.
That is just a fun show.
It's on my list.
It's just fun. It's all it is, man.
It's Kristen Bell, right?
It's Kristen Bell. Ted Danson being Ted Danson as well. Not Becker Ted Danson. This is
vintage Danson.
This is vintage Danson. but I like Becker. I like Becker. I don't know if you guys know what show that is, but
I have not heard about that show in ages. But yes, I do remember it.
I do remember that show.
But yeah, it's pretty good. So yeah, now
okay.
This is where we normally would start the podcast, usually with like, how you guys been, you know? What you been up to?
Yeah, but we promised that top 5, so we wanted to lead off with it. So
otherwise we probably would have forgotten.
Oh, easily.
For sure.
How's Destiny been? Good?
Destiny's been great.
Man, yeah.
Okay.
It's starting to learn more and more and more about some backstory, some hidden... There's a lot of hidden stuff in this game that's just so fun.
Still not playing it.
I'm not talking about it because I will go... I won't be able to stop.
We're on a time limit here.
Yeah. Exactly.
Making sure things are still going good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yesterday, the 5th of October... Pretty decent little release day for video games with Super Mario Party, and the new Assassin's Creed.
Yeah. Now,
we smartly decided to split up who's playing these, and each of us got to play. No, I'm just kidding. That's.
Just kind of worked Assassin's out Creed that Odyssey. Way.
I got Super Mario Party, so we're kind of a little insightful. It's just, I don't know. It, for those of you who have a Switch and like Mario Party of old, I highly recommend getting this one because it brings it back. The past couple were very team oriented or just not good, but it feels like vintage Mario Party, and there's enough new stuff that they did for this one that I don't know, I like what they did with it. I've only played a couple games so far. The only downfall so far that I have seen so far is there's not 100 turn mode. I want 100 turn mode.
Really?
You might be able to unlock that. I don't know. I haven't gotten that far into it. But it's enjoyable.
And it's good. I don't think I've played a Mario Party. We talked about this a little bit before we started recording. Since a 64. And I think that was like Mario Party 2. Honestly. It could have been 3. I don't remember. That was a long time ago. But
I want to say that might have been the last time I played one too. But
my palms don't regret Mario Party 1.
How many?
Because that hurt.
Tiny little, what was that, like 3 centimeters, 4 centimeters of skin that you just wear out constantly?
Dude, that having to turn that joystick so fast.
Yep.
I've only experienced 1 mini game so far that brings back some kind of memory of that. And it actually made my arm sore.
Was it good memory or like PTSD? Like, oh shit.
Both. You have to like climb one of those piranha like vines that go straight up in the air, and like it's basically like you're doing a jerk off motion and also pressing one of the shoulder buttons.
I think I saw Polygon play that in one of their like tweets or something.
Mm-hmm. All of it's been very enjoyable so far. And there's stuff to unlock that I'm not sure what. I don't know. Like, I don't know if they're going to be adding stuff to this game too, like down the road, like they did with Mario Odyssey. But we'll see. It's bringing back a lot of good memories of Mario parties of old. So whenever you guys end up playing it with me,
yeah, that's the one that I'm excited for. I've never really been a big like Super Smash Brothers fan, but I've always been a pretty big Mario Party fan. So I forgot that this was coming out right now. Like, mm-hmm. It's just with all this other stuff that we've been focused on that, like, I was like, oh my god. So, and we have a Switch, so I'm going to be buying it, but okay. I might also be coming over to your house and playing it.
That's fine. I want to see what the two Switches together playing, what that does.
Hey man, we could find out.
We could. But the other release from yesterday,
mm-hmm.
new Ass Creed.
Oh, it's my turn. Sorry.
It's yeah. That's
how's that been, Chris?
Holding it up to you.
Well, so I
take her away.
I didn't buy the. There's the gold edition you could buy that was like you got, you know, some extra things. You got Assassin's Creed 3 Remastered, which whatever.
No one asked for that.
The game's awful,
to my knowledge.
But you also got to apparently play it 3 days early than the release date, which was Friday. So you got to play it on probably a normal release day on a Tuesday. Which, by the way, games are doing this, and I don't really care for that shit. Like,
this is the first game I've heard out of NBA 2K and maybe MLB The Show that's done it.
That's what I mean. Like, it's the first non-sports game to do it, but I don't like that trend. Because no. I feel like the original release day was this day, and then we're like, let's make these motherfuckers pay more money.
I mean,
to play this 3 days earlier.
It doesn't really bother me unless it starts happening with games in which there's like a PvP element to it, into which you could maybe get
unlock things.
Yeah, and be behind. Yeah. Sure. Yeah, unlocks from everybody else just because they decided to pay more money to get it 3 days early. That would annoy me, but like something that's like a single player, like if, like let's say for example, if Spider-Man had that, and like I wouldn't have paid it, but it wouldn't have bothered me. It's like, if you want to play it 3 days earlier than everybody else, whatever. That's up to you if you really want to do it, but it doesn't affect me. I don't really care.
I don't like it.
That was the perfect response.
That is the perfect.
Anyway,
agree to disagree.
So if you were a fan of Assassin's Creed Origins, you will actually really like this game. They're very similar, and I'm only about maybe like 2 hours in at the most, and I like it. Like it's Greek mythology, which is very interesting, especially playing like God of War and stuff. Like, it's gonna be like, oh yeah.
Speaking of another game, I need to play.
Oof! I just actually last weekend I beat that again. Nice. I went to town on it. And I'll side note on that because they introduced God of War New Game Plus, and that's what I originally wanted to play.
Okay.
However, I started a new game after the God of War that I 100% in, like, I did all the extra stuff. Yeah, I forgot to do a manual save, and I lost all that.
Oh, my soul.
It did hurt.
My boy.
It really did. It did hurt.
My dear boy.
But you get over it. You know, yeah. you just...
Like Bennett Foddy. Right?
I didn't have a hammer or a pot, but I understand where you're getting at. Anyway... It's pretty interesting so far. There's some new elements that I'm seeing. Apparently, you could like have romantic options now with people. It's like BioWare-esque shit right there. Mm. I picked a girl, so there's gonna be I'm just gonna be fucking everything.
You take that patriarchy back.
Fuck the patriarchy, bringing it down.
I mean, Greek mythology, that's totally that thing.
Dude, they were just banging everybody back in the day.
Yeah, everybody's banging everybody.
Dude, what a life. Anyway, no, it's so far it's good. Like, I just got a ship, you know, I'm sailing, now I'm with the Spartan army, trying to do stuff, but I'm like the mercenary. I don't want to, like, spoil any story-esque things, but it's not like I've seen a lot, but it's interesting.
Send us a nice screenshot of
penis. Yeah. So one of the first areas you go into, there's a big statue of Zeus on top of a mountain. And, of course, it's one of the things that if you climb, you synchronize on top of it. Mm-hmm. And I'm running. I'm behind it, and he's naked. And I'm running. Also, I look up, and I'm like, is that his testicles? Sure enough. So I climbed on that bad boy, got right next to those rock lobsters, and took a picture for your boys.
You teabagged your character.
I did.
I mean, it was beautiful.
In case you guys were wondering, he was uncircumcised.
I was curious.
I mean, I could tell from the picture you sent.
He was hiding. For sure. It's like an anteater.
It's a turtleneck. It's
the... what is it? Arrested Development season 3, or maybe even season 2, where Tobias accidentally... Wait, no, it's not Tobias. It is Tobias. He accidentally takes a picture with a new camera phone of his balls in the bathtub, and then somehow the NSA gets a hold of them and thinks it's a topographical map of where Saddam Hussein's hiding his weapons of mass destruction.
Jesus. Okay, well, I definitely need to go watch Arrested Development.
And Henry Winkler, of all people, is like looking. He's like, those are balls.
Have you never seen Arrested Development, Dustin?
I haven't seen
season 3.
Yeah, I've seen most of season 2.
Oh, man.
Those are balls. What a classic.
And season 1, like, 12 times. So I just need to start at season 2.
He's a never nude.
Oh, good times.
But yeah. But yeah, if you liked Origins, you're definitely going to like
on board for Odyssey. Cool.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I know you said you didn't want to get into spoilers, but briefly, after this episode, we're going to record a spoiler cast for the Spider-Man game because, man, do we have a lot of stuff to get into there that we can't put necessarily in a normal episode. And so, yeah, there's going to be a separate spoiler cast for the Spider-Man game, so stay tuned for that.
Yeah, I don't know when it's going to be released necessarily. It could be after this episode.
Yeah.
Kind of like a filler, maybe.
Maybe next week or something. I don't know.
Because, like, personally, listeners, I struggle with talking about games and movies we watch on the show because we don't want to spoil stuff, but at the same time, I want to fucking talk about it.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
So I got to, like, have that internal debate with myself on what I want to talk and say. And then normally it's adding, like, shit. I'm like, okay.
So
I'm sorry.
If you're listening to this right now, keep an eye out for a bonus episode where if you've already beaten Spider-Man, you can come hear your thoughts on it. Or if you want to know more about it and you don't care about spoilers, you can listen there too. So
yep.
Just keep your eyes and ears ready.
All right. It's good. It's gonna be good.
Oh, yeah, it is gonna be good. Speaking of good. Our lovely sponsor, as always, is Slumberyard Handcrafted. Slumberyard Handcrafted is your source for custom wood furniture, woodworks, and sawmill services. From tables to beds, cutting boards to benches, and everything in between, they are here to build your dream. You can visit their website at slumberyardhandcrafted.com, and there you can see a calendar of upcoming events. And if you have something in mind, you can schedule yourself a free design session. My entertainment center... is still fantastic. Looks great.
So beautiful.
Made my living room smell of rich mahogany for a while. That's since settled down a little bit, which is unfortunate because I love that smell of wood, especially like cut wood. Anyway, you head on over to their website. You can see all the stuff they've made so far. I believe there's still a contest happening right now, if I'm not mistaken. There's a giveaway. I'm just going to read you the post verbatim, so that way there no words can be minced. It is delivered to you in its purest form. So, giveaway. We want to thank you for your comments, likes, and support with a sweet giveaway. We also want to thank the companies we have had the pleasure of working with and continue to build relationships with. All the prizes in this giveaway have been purchased by Josh and his wife Julie as a thank you. There will be several prize packages, and in addition, they will be adding a few more as a surprise. So, the grand prize winner will receive a Rigid Power Tools 18-volt brushless drill / driver and impact driver combo set with 2-point blah 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 batteries and a charger. So, you get a drill kit. Pretty sweet. Second prize, the Milescraft dowel jig kit, complete doweling kit, and dowel pins and bits. Third place is a Tiger Shark 5-inch sanding disc, 8-hole grit, and then all your different grit variations for sandpaper or sanding discs. Fourth place is a TacLife 15-watt rechargeable LED work light. Fifth is a prize pack that is going to be determined, and they are going to be conducting a fill the basket quote-unquote live show, which I think they did this past week. To enter, this is the important part, follow at Slumberyard Handcrafted on Instagram, and you can like that post specifically if you search through their post history, and you tag three friends in a comment with the hashtag close enough to 2K giveaway, and you're automatically entered. You can gain optional entries, though, by reposting the contest post and tag Slumberyard Handcrafted with the hashtag close enough to 2K giveaway, and it will be worth three additional entries. Or you can tag Slumberyard Handcrafted in an Instagram story and tell everyone which prize you're hoping to win, which is worth an additional two entries. Giveaway winners will be announced on the 17th of October, Josh's birthday. And, they're looking forward to having some cool giveaway with this. Spread the word. Get yourself some home improvement stuff, possibly. If you're a new homeowner or upcoming homeowner, it does not hurt to have lots of tools around just in case. So, let's see. Must be 18 years or older to enter. U.S. and Canada only. No giveaway accounts or private accounts can be entered in this contest. So there you have it. Thank you, Slumberyard, for your sponsorship.
Thanks, guys. We love you.
And good luck to those who
win
are
those
entering.
Tools. Win those tools.
I'll give you my tools.
Ooh, I think I have like a hammer and like some screwdrivers and stuff here. But I think that's it. I don't have many power tools of any sort.
A drill kit is invaluable.
Yeah,
this is also not my house.
Right. When you own a house, a drill kit is almost required. It should come with the house, along with a hammer and screwdrivers and sockets for everything. Yeah.
Let's just make that a thing. Included in the price.
But that should be the housewarming. There should be a housewarming like package.
Yeah. Carlos, how about that, Carlos? You're a realtor. You sell a house, maybe as a thank you. You provide him with a little gift bag of tools. Like a starter kit.
Yeah, I mean, traditionally, for a housewarming party, the gift is booze. More often than not.
Yes.
I've adopted with my wife. Instead of booze necessarily, because more likely most people are going to bring that, you bring a Bed Bath & Beyond gift card.
Yeah.
That goes a long way. But these are
things. Like closing them down in the area, or one of them at least.
Not to my knowledge.
Yeah, because you don't buy any fucking gift cards there, Chris, so this is on you.
This is my fault?
Yeah.
Apparently. Oh. Well, if they had more of a selection in the Beyond, millennials. Fuck that. I go there and there's only Bed and Bath. Where's the Beyond?
Millennials are getting Bed Bath and Beyond stores closed down. Goddamn, fucking online shoppers. Did you see that Toys R Us is reversing their bankruptcy thing?
I saw that.
I wasn't gonna go in one before, and I'm not gonna go in one now. So.
Publicity.
Yeah.
I mean, good luck, I guess. I don't know. We get a few more years of Jeffrey the giraffe.
No, he said goodbye. They can't bring him back. It was all sad, and they gave that giraffe away to the children's hospital. They're going to take it back now? Come on.
I think they have to.
They're getting a new mascot.
It's not like those kids are going to be around.
Zachary the Zebra. Oh.
No takes backsies.
At the little known rule the hospitals can invoke. No take backsies.
Also, apparently, this is a little... this is not on our docket, but... So Venom just came out, and I just thought of this. And it got pretty bad reviews.
Yeah, on horrible.
Rotten Tomatoes. Some but apparently...
called a turd in the wind.
But apparently, people are saying it's also not that bad. Like, IGN just put out an opinion on it, and there's also a number of others saying it really wasn't that bad.
From what I've heard, if you can go into it with an open mindset and not expect something along Marvel's Spider-Man... caliber, you can have a good time.
Which makes me think that are the reviewers that do Rotten Tomato, are they being fair?
Well, or... if you ask, who is it, The Rock, I believe?
Yeah.
He'd say they're totally biased and unfair, so it's not the first time that would have been brought up. I don't know, I...
Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
Yeah.
I mean, he does movies like Skyscraper and Rampage.
Well, he was wondering why Rampage wasn't critically acclaimed or something like that. Or maybe one of the Fast and the Furious movies. I don't know.
I mean, he might have something with the Fast and Furious movies because those are just a fun time. They're ridiculous, but they're a fun time. Like a movie like Rampage, like I'm not going to see it either, but like it's just... it's like he does the same movies over and over and over again. They're just... same cookie cutter version of an action movie with a giant CGI monster.
But sometimes he only has one leg.
You're right.
And some of them will get you by surprise. Like I didn't think the Jumanji Welcome to the Jungle was going to be good, but I was like, wow,
yeah,
this is actually pretty funny. I still need to
see it. It looked pretty good.
It was pretty fun.
Yeah, Katie and I watched it one night. It wasn't bad. I laughed at times. I still prefer the original, but.
So who do you guys trust on movie reviews?
I don't know.
I generally do trust Rotten Tomatoes, but yeah, I give it time to actually even out because, as you're saying, I mean, the people that originally go in and do it probably are those hardcore find faults in everything people that will just bitch about every single thing, and then you kind of wait for that next wave of people going, it's really not that bad, and then I let it like even out a bit and then trust once it's been a couple weeks. But I trust them over like a fucking what any of these news sites that are like, yeah, this is a heart-throbbing whatever, like that's just the standard movie critic response.
So it's like their responses are the Dwayne The Rock Johnson of journalism. There's cookie cutter.
I've noted, I mean, more often than not, Rotten Tomatoes usually tends to be closer to how I feel about any given movie in terms of its freshness meter or whatever.
No.
But usually I base it off of a trailer or two. I mean, that's what I go off of, and sometimes I'm right, sometimes I'm wrong. But
yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm not going to theaters to see Venom.
I was going to say, that was my next question. Are you going to go to theaters to see Venom?
I'm not. Like, the trailer, it looked intriguing, and it looked like it could be fun to watch, but, like, there's the villain in there, and I can't remember his name, but he was also in, like, Nightcrawler. I think he's like the Indian guy, Rin. Oh, I can't remember his name.
Oh, the actor's name?
Yeah.
I think it starts with an A, doesn't it?
It's Riz Ahmed.
Riz Ahmed.
He just seems really out of place in the trailer.
The villain.
Yeah, like his character. Just in the trailer, though. Like, I can't speak for the movie, though, obviously, but...
Yeah, you know, a little bit. I also have in trouble with Eddie Brock's accent.
Why?
Because it's not, I mean, he's going, it seems like he's going for a Brooklyn accent, but it, I don't know who his coach was or how he decided to come up with that, but, what's his face? Tom Hardy?
Yeah.
It's not good when he's just like, I'm a journalist, and then, I don't know. That's what he sounds like in my head, and I have a hard time getting past it. But from also what I've read, apparently the banter between Eddie Brock and Venom is pretty good at times. So,
well, and then that's good because that's how they are. Mm-hmm. You know, in the comics, like, it's two separate things. But yeah, I read something about it earlier and I forgot to talk, like, put it on our docket, but it just came to me right after the ad, so wanted to bring it up.
I think eventually I'm gonna see it.
Yeah, but again, it's like one of those things where I generally don't trust anybody's initial reaction to a movie in which, like Adam, you're saying, like, you watch the trailer and you go, wow, that looks really good, I'm just gonna go see it regardless of whatever anybody else says. Mm-hmm. Or like in this one, like the Venom, yeah, at times it looked intriguing, like you said, but like at other times I was like, nah, it doesn't really look all that good. So then I'll wait to see what people say, but then again, I'm not going to trust the first people through the door.
Currently, excuse me, if I'm seeing anything, it's going to be A Star Is Born. I don't know if you guys saw the trailer for that.
Barbra Streisand?
No, it's Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I have not actually.
Just opened.
That looks pretty good.
Just opened up this week. Yeah, it's basically Bradley Cooper's like some kind of musician, like big star, and then finds Lady Gaga and like propels her into the spotlight type thing, and then he has alcoholism and it's like they're in a relationship. It's stuff like that. It looks like it's gonna be like very serious movie, but it looks really good. And apparently Bradley Cooper is actually singing, or they're both actually singing in the movie. They're singing it live. Like they didn't, you know, record the track and lip sync for the movie. Man. And so he's got a really good voice.
Yeah, he does.
It's kind of strange, Bradley Cooper, with me, because he's one of the few actors that I have actually watched from the beginning of his career. Like, he was in a show that I enjoyed back in the day called Jack and Bobby on the WB.
I've never even heard of that.
I don't think I have either.
Probably not. It only lasted for a season, but it was intriguing. But anyway, sure. He just played a character on there, and then all of a sudden, after that, he just started getting big and big and big. And I think one of the last movies I saw, like a serious role of his at least, what's the one that he was in with where he had like the trash bag he was wearing when he was jogging?
Limitless? Or no,
Silver Linings Club.
Playbook.
Yeah, Playbook. That was solid. Like, man, I like it when he can play a serious role. Like, there's also, like, there's this movie coming up that I saw for Kevin Hart, actually, where he's normally a comedian, obviously, comedy roles, but he's actually playing in his first serious role coming up with... man, my memory is not good right now. With Bryan
Cranston.
God, what is wrong with me?
Just, yeah, if you can just start, if you just get tidbits out there, I think between the three of us, we can get to where we're going.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm already intrigued.
I have to do this for Misty all the time.
So he's actually playing, like, he played in his first, like, serious role, and I think it's called The Uplifting. And I'm intrigued because I think comedians that can do very well in, like, dramatic roles.
Robin Williams
is right there. You know, like, good Will Hunting. Nobody probably thought he had the chops for that, but
nailed it.
Yeah, he did, man. But same with Bradley Cooper. Like, I remember him being, like, it's funny, like, the Hangover, like, he's just funny, but then he does, like, Silver Linings Playbook, and it's like, holy shit.
It's really,
like,
good.
This dude could act, like, so.
I did not realize he was on Alias for a long time.
I never watched Alias, so yeah.
I didn't either. I just didn't know he was there. Yeah, there's Jack and Bobby. Oh, yeah, Wet Hot American Summer. That was the first thing I ever saw him in.
No, that was a comedy, so.
I want to say the first thing I ever saw him in was, Wedding Crashers?
Yeah, that's right around. Wet Hot American Summer, right?
Yeah, because he was the bad guy. Yeah, I never saw Wet Hot American Summer when it first came out, so.
He just had a trail of, like, comedic movies for a while there, and then he had, you know, some serious roles, and it was kind of like, yeah, man, he can actually do this.
And then I think it was it the first Hangover? Was that before Silver Linings Playbook, or was that after?
Yeah, no, it was before.
It was before. Yeah.
So then the first Hangover was when it was like, this guy's legit, and then it was just...
Yeah, he had
really took off from there.
Hangover 1 and 2 before Silver Linings Playbook. Oh,
really?
Okay. Uh-huh. And then Limitless is in there.
I don't think I ever saw Limitless, actually.
I haven't either.
The movie's pretty good. I don't know about the TV show.
Yeah, that's where he takes like the pill and it unlocks his brain.
Yeah.
Pretty good. It's also in...
And he had that little stint with the fake baby and American Sniper.
The A-Team.
That's a good movie.
American Sniper.
Yeah.
I didn't like the guy who... The actual guy is a huge fucking asshole, but...
Yeah.
Apparently he's going to be in the new Joker movie. But his role has not been announced.
Where do you see that at?
In his Wikipedia page.
Okay. I'm on his IMDb page right now. I didn't see it. Okay.
And then I went to the Joker movie and apparently Robert De Niro is going to be in there too.
Did we talk about that last time?
No.
I don't know.
I don't think we hadn't seen the pictures of Joaquin.
I'm in.
As the Joker.
Joaquin, I love that guy. He's such a great actor. I'm in. He can play crazy.
He can definitely play crazy. I mean, her alone is
that, like, oh, man. That
it's a one-man show, more or less.
Oh, my God. That movie is so fucking good. I think I watched it by myself.
Do you remember when he had that like fake stint? It was like a
where he's a rapper.
Yeah, where he was gonna be a rapper, and he went on to like David Letterman, and he just was no one realized wigged, what he was doing.
Looked like he was wigged the fuck out,
and it was just an act. And it's just like holy shit.
And he held that for fucking, a long time too. That character,
this fucking guy can do some crazy shit.
Yeah, I'm definitely intrigued by.
I'm in. But yeah. Joaquin Phoenix, Robert De Niro, Zazie Beetz. She's getting it up there, so she's in Atlanta.
More stuff, man.
Yeah, she's in Atlanta. She's Domino in Deadpool 2.
She's great in Deadpool 2.
Very good in Deadpool 2.
Yeah, she was, and that's gonna be PG-13 coming out this December.
Yep, the re-release coming out in a couple months. Pretty sure my money's on they're doing it so they can incorporate Deadpool into the MCU.
Yeah, I think you nailed it on the head with that.
Yeah,
because I didn't think of it before you said that.
I hadn't either, but that makes 100% sense.
The teaser for it is probably the best thing. It's on Ryan Reynolds' Twitter page right now, and it's Deadpool reading a book to an adult Fred Savage who's laying in bed, a la his role from Princess Diaries.
Yes.
So I'm hoping for Deadpool 2 basically is reading the movie Deadpool 1 and 2 to Fred Savage, like in
Princess Diaries. My God.
And then it's like, it didn't really happen that way. Like,
please let that be what's going to happen.
I hope so.
Because if that is the case, I might go see Deadpool 2 again in theater, like, or see it in theaters again.
If he like narrates it.
Yeah.
Some,
like,
sort of.
It could be really fun. It potentially could be really funny. I don't know. We'll see what they're doing. But that's the current teaser thing right now is him reading to Fred Savage.
All right. Well, that was a good detour.
Yeah. That got real hardcore left detoured.
That wasn't planned for this episode. But you know what? Those are the fun moments.
There was a Harry Potter trailer? I don't know if that... I wouldn't call it a trailer.
It's just it was a leaked
gameplay.
No, it was leaked footage of gameplay. I don't think it wasn't a trailer. Like, that game's not ready to come out.
And the rumor was that it was supposed to be made by Rocksteady.
Yeah. Who made the Arkham series of Batman games.
Which Insomniac been...
heavily borrowed from.
Yeah.
In the best way, actually. But... Yeah, there was. It's now confirmed that Rocksteady is not behind the Harry Potter thing. But who is? I accidentally closed that page.
it was like Avalanche.
Avalanche Studios, right?
Studios, and they're not the ones that made like Just Cause and Mad Max, and that's not who's not making this team. Apparently, this is Avalanche Studios.
Has it been confirmed that it's Avalanche?
It's been heavily
like rumored like
by like by okay. like somebody who is apparently close to the inside, but nothing confirmed. Or this is Avalanche Games, not Avalanche Studios. It's,
yeah, I mean, sure. This footage was just thrown on Reddit randomly. Mm-hmm. So
I think it's them getting hype. I don't think it was. I think it was planned.
Well, it makes sense. I mean, even if it was, I mean, it's got a lot of hype real quick.
Supposedly, it's going to be an open world style game, which for Harry Potter could be interesting.
I think it works well for the Harry Potter world. I'm not a big Harry Potter fan.
This one's also set well before the movies of Harry Potter or the books.
I'm honestly surprised it's taken this long to get a Harry Potter game like this.
Well,
to be honest,
there were a lot of Harry Potter games based on the movies, obviously, that were like exclusive to the Wii or the Wii U.
Yeah, so nothing like,
so nobody like, and they were all not fantastic, so like nobody really wanted them. I don't know if there's a Fantastic Beast movie, speaking of, or but I think game that, sorry,
yeah
I don't think there is, but I think this leaked game is in that same time period of the Fantastic Beasts.
The 1800s is what I read.
I still need to see that.
From the first one's pretty good. I don't know if I'll go see the second one that's coming out this winter in theaters or not, but we'll see. Yeah, for the game trailer, not trailer, I keep calling it that. The footage that was leaked was shared by Reddit user VapeThisBro. So, but yeah, it's supposed to be set during the 1800s, has nothing to do with the Potters, or directly anyway. That's pretty much all we know. Title
being then it needs to not be called Harry Potter.
Magic Forever. Magic Awakened. Yeah. Right, yeah, I forgot what name we it actually was. We came up with like 8 different names. Yeah, so far the title placeholder, well, I hope is the title placeholder, is Harry Potter Magic Awakened. I feel like they can improve upon that.
I hope so.
So, okay, so Eurogamer reports that the footage is indeed taken from an in-the-works Harry Potter game, and that the title is being developed by Avalanche Software, the studio best known for its work on Disney's 2013 Toys to Life title, Disney Infinity. And then Disney did away with the Infinity series in 2016, and they shuffled around Avalanche Software for a while until Warner Brothers Interactive acquired the studio in 2017.
Which makes sense why, actually, Rocksteady was kind of tied to it, because
Warner Brothers.
Yeah, and Warner Brothers actually made one of the Arkham games, Warner Brothers Games Montreal.
They made the Origins, right? The less than favored one out of the four of them.
It's one of my, I liked it better than the first Arkham game, but that's me. Yeah. But it's interesting. I think a large scale open world Harry Potter universe could work.
Can work.
Just because how much is involved in it. You imagine playing Quidditch or whatever else.
The footage that was shown, I mean, it looks, it's on a cell phone camera, recording a screen of some kind, so I mean, it's a little grainy, but you can kind of tell that the engine it's running on looks pretty good. Like, most of the art style looks pretty good. Don't know what engine it's on. Kind of looks like Unreal 2. That's probably more than likely what it's going to be on, but we'll see. Like, there's no real details about it other than you just see 30 seconds to a minute of people running around in, I believe, Hogwarts. But
and like this is definitely coming. Like, this is good enough that people have made this. Like, this is just some like leak put together random things. Like, no, this is fake. This is fake. But no, this is put together pretty well.
Like, it's pretty far along in development. So maybe next E3, I don't know. I mean, New York Comic Con's happening right now. Maybe they'd do something there alongside the Fantastic Beasts 2 movie. Who knows? We'll, as soon as we know, we'll let you guys know about it. But
and now, because like, so I'm watching it a little bit right now, mm-hmm. and I can see how it could look like Arkham in a way, because some of the moves, like, he does this move where he throws magic into this door that is being blocked by goblins, and it's like, yeah, actually that kind of looks like Arkham in a way.
Well, maybe they have some of the people from that team.
And or, like, the Shadow of Mordor.
Okay.
In a way. Anyway, we'll definitely be hearing more about this game.
Well, with the speculation of it being Rocksteady, and then that being denied, like, or confirmed that that's not the case, what's Rocksteady doing then? Because they've been working on something, and Arkham Knight came out a little over 3 years ago now.
So, anything that Rocksteady is doing is a rumor, because they are really being tightly closed on what they're doing. Their last franchise, the Arkham series, was phenomenal. Heavily regarded. They made that Arkham VR game,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of just a show-off of what VR can do, in a way. And the rumor mill is suggesting a Justice League game.
I mean,
I'd play it.
Yeah, the Arkham series was phenomenal from the Rocksteady proper stuff that they did. So it's in their wheelhouse, that's for sure. They already have, you know, a fifth of the Justice League done. So a full game could be interesting.
And a great track record.
So maybe.
But there's also more rumors of them just staying in the Arkham universe and exploring more of that. But I think they need something new, truthfully. Like, Arkham's... You did Arkham. You started that, and you finished it. Batman, spoiler, he died, essentially, at the end. He probably didn't die, of course, but, you know.
Well, maybe we'll find out in the next game. If it's still set in the Arkham universe. I don't know. I feel like you could do a full game on Catwoman and, like, a noir detective story. Could be good.
I think a Justice League game could work in a way if you, like, switch characters or have it co-op in a way, possibly.
Maybe.
Because DC has some really badass, like, mega villains they out really there. Do. Brainiac, Darkseid, like, they do. And it would be really nice to explore that. Okay. And also, I think...
Oh, go ahead.
I think we kind of... A couple of co-workers, we talked about this a little bit, and that's about a Flash game, especially with how well Spider-Man did. Like, Flash and Spider-Man, while their powers are vaguely, like, they're very different, their personalities are very similar.
Mm-hmm.
And Flash is going to talk shit to you while he's beating you up. Similar to Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And I think that would work well.
Could be. That could work. I don't know. It's, maybe, like we touched on, there now possibly being a MGU, Marvel Gaming Universe. DC could have a, you know, their own gaming universe if they do a Justice League thing. Do you see the Aquaman trailer, either of you?
I saw they had an extended version of it. I haven't watched it yet, but I did see the poster where it has and like a footage of his original uniform.
The gold and green.
Yeah.
They're definitely shifting tones towards less gritty, dark stuff like Snyder did. So, I don't know. There's some hope out there.
Good, because, I mean, Henry Cavill's no longer Superman. Nope. That was confirmed. He's going to be Geralt of Rivia. I'm excited about that, actually.
That I'm pretty pumped for.
Witcher is a great universe. Which, also, the Witcher author is suing CD Projekt Red.
He's been doing that for a long time.
It's like, dude, they tried. And you, there's a quote he had where, like, he laughed at them.
Yep.
And said, it's never going to work.
Games,
and
they paid don't him, like, fucking go anywhere. Yeah.
Like $9,000 or something.
Basically, when CD Projekt Red bought out the rights to the Witcher series, they asked the original author of the novels, do you want a lump sum or do you want points towards anything that we come out with in regards to the series for the entirety of the rest of the future? And he said, video games aren't going to fucking go anywhere. It means nothing. So he took about $9,000 US up front instead of what could have been over $1.2 million.
Yeah.
And is now suing them for like $4 million or something like that.
Tough shit.
He fucked up real hard. And that, generally speaking, if you have the ability to either hang on to points for future licensing stuff or a lump sum up front, you should probably go with the points.
Yeah, you should do like Alec Guinness, the original Obi-Wan Kenobi of Star Wars, and take the points, because that dude ended up a rich old man.
Yes, he did. So, and to go along nicely with that.
Yeah, speaking of which.
That wasn't even planned. Oh my god, I just thought of that. That's great.
It worked out beautifully. To go along with that, there was a screenshot released by, I don't know if it was by Jon Favreau or the studio or who did, but about Jon Favreau's upcoming Star Wars television series, along with the title release called The Mandalorian. Now, The Mandalorian is a race of people from, I believe, Mandaloria. Is that the planet? Anyway, that's Boba Fett was a Mandalorian. So it probably has something to do with that. Or it was speculated it probably had something to do with that. And then the screenshot that was released confirms the fact that it's going to be, I don't know about what exactly, but there, the screenshot is of a man in Boba Fett-esque armor, Mandalorian armor. And there's a rumor possibly that he recovered that from the Sarlacc pit where Boba Fett was ingested. So, discuss.
I'm in because, all right, so if you're a fan of the now non-canon extended universe, specifically like Knights of the Old Republic, where you really got, you digging deep into their, like, the Mandalorians.
Mm-hmm.
They're pretty interesting. Like, they are just war, like, they're like Spartans in a way, you know?
Okay, yes.
Like, they're just war-based
Attack of the Clones. People. That's a good job of exploring them a lot more in detail.
And truly, and I brought this to you guys as soon as, like, this came up, but stop talking about Skywalkers. We're done. Like, that...
And that's
it's over.
How the next set of movies after whatever episode 9 is appears to be going to. So I mean, we're slowly getting there. But
and don't get me wrong, I have enjoyed the Skywalker series and the story, but you're not. Then you're just beating a dead horse. You know, if you kept going with that. So
I'm fine with alluding to them completely. And from the looks of things, at least part of the series will take place on Tatooine. So, it'd be hard to fathom that you wouldn't hear the name Skywalker or something about them come up, because also it takes place between episodes 6 and 7.
Yeah, I mean, alluding to, absolutely, because they are gigantic, and, you know, if it's between 6 and 7 especially...
At that point, like, yeah.
They took down the Empire, you know, like the Rebels did. So, yeah, I'm definitely interested.
Hoping in this. We can even get, like, a Boba Fett character, depending what they do, because in the old extended universe, he escapes the Sarlacc pit after a long time blowing up his jetpack and using thermal detonators. He somehow blows a hole in the Sarlacc pit and climbs his way out and survives. Obviously, that's no longer canon, so hard to say, and especially if it's true with the rumors being that some of this armor that this dude is wearing for this show is stuff recovered from the Sarlacc pit. He could be out there. Maybe the armor wasn't ingested. I don't know. So there's a lot of possibilities to finally expand upon Boba Fett, too.
I say Boba Fett's too loved of a character for them to just
be like, oh, no, he died. The 20 minutes of screen time he has between two movies.
Yeah, it's crazy how much people have loved him.
Not even 20 minutes.
But also the cool thing is that this show, The Mandalorian, is going to be on Disney's new streaming service. Yeah. It's one of the first shows that's not going to be on TV or anything.
I don't want more streaming services, but...
How much is this supposed to be? Their streaming service? Do we know?
No, there's zero ideas out there for that.
But this is the brands, you know, Disney owns. It's going to be massive. You got, you know, just Disney movies. You got Pixar, LucasArts, or Lucasfilm, and then Marvel.
Yeah.
Like, people are going to buy this.
Yeah, probably.
Well, this Star Wars, it's just going to be called The Mandalorian.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, mm-hmm. I think I read somewhere that they're putting, it's an estimated $100 million over 10 episodes. So,
that's Game of Thrones level.
Yeah, that's
stuff.
This has got the funding, so.
Dude, I just went into Disney's streaming service wiki page.
Yeah.
And this is their upcoming original programming. For Disney stuff, you know, like Lady and the Tramp, Stargirl, Timmy Failure, I don't know what that is. Three Men and a Baby, Don Quixote.
Okay.
Father of the Bride, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, The Parent Trap, Peter Pan, Sword in the Stone, Star Wars The Clone Wars Season 7,
mm-hmm.
The Mandalorian, Untitled Mighty Ducks Series, Untitled Animated Monsters, Inc. Series, Untitled Muppets Series, Untitled Live Action Marvel Television Series, Untitled Live Action Loki Series, and an Untitled Scarlet Witch Series.
Jesus.
Yes.
They own a lot.
All right, well.
A lot of properties.
Well, shit. I mean, depending. I mean, it would depend on price. But I'm probably going to end up having this streaming service as well.
The other really interesting tidbit to me for this Mandalorian series is it's not just Jon Favreau directing it. I think he's overseeing the entirety of it. And I'm sure we'll direct an episode.
That's fantastic.
Or two.
But it's written by him and it's produced by him.
A couple of the individual episode directors are going to include Taika Waititi, a la Thor Ragnarok or What We Do in the Shadows.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
And a really intriguing one is Bryce Dallas Howard, who is Ron Howard's daughter.
Yeah.
She's in the Jurassic World series as Chris Pratt's love interest. But, I mean, her family has really good directorial chops, including her father and her uncle. So, I mean, maybe it runs in the family. I don't know. I it'd be cool to see what she can do.
I will, just like any Star Wars item, I'm going to give it a shot.
I mean, this is something that I'm extremely interested in, because as we've had these conversations before, outside of the Skywalker universe and the Star Wars movies, that's the most that I know about any Star Wars stories, anything. So like when you're like, Boba Fett's cool, I'm the guy that's like Adam said, he's been 20 minutes of screen time between two movies. I don't see the big deal about this dude. He just dies right away. But like, if we're going to get like a story here where I get to see more into his backstory, or, you know, his world and the soldiers around him, like that stuff is interesting to me, because I have no idea what I'm walking into, but I'm excited for it.
Believe it's seasons 4 and 5 and probably beyond. I haven't seen all of Attack of the Clones, but they get really into the Mandalorians for a handful of episodes during those seasons.
And that's that the animated, right?
Mm-hmm, that's now canon again because they're doing another season. So that all counts.
I need to watch that.
Yeah, you do.
All right. There's also Star Wars Rebels.
Rebels, which was the show that they got after Disney canceled Attack on the Clone Wars, whatever it is. I'm getting my movie titles and my animated series titles confused. There's a lot. Anyway, they canceled that show because obviously everything, they basically nuked everything outside of the movies canon-wise. So Rebels was the next step after that most of the people who worked on Clone Wars got, and so they could continue making Star Wars stuff at least, and have jobs. But now they're going back and finishing up the Clone Wars animated series completely now, with season 7, and there is a lot of stuff that happens in at least the seasons I've seen of the Clone Wars series that make the prequels a lot better, but B, also can now tie into Solo, the Solo movie, and some other stuff too. So, and I'm also hoping, because Disney nuked the Star Wars 1313, which was going to be the Boba Fett video game, which looked amazing, and I know how close that was to being completely finished, but we're never getting it. So hopefully maybe they can take some of the ideas from that and implement it into this. See what happens.
So that's the thing, is that Disney, I think, when they first got Star Wars, they went, like, hard into it. Like, Star Wars movie every year, you know, and I think it has potential, but it's just like, you gotta, maybe they could have planned it out more.
Alternating, you know? Between, like, main episode canon movies and offshoot stuff was the right way to go about it, but I still think it was too often. Although Rogue One's definitely my favorite, like, expanded universe thing now.
Rogue One was great. I think they did the Solo too soon. They could have been, like, they could have done the Boba Fett one, or even, like, the Obi-Wan one, I think would have went over great.
I was looking forward to the Boba Fett one because of James Mangold.
Mm-hmm.
Directing and writing it. I mean, we've talked about it before, but he did Logan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
yep.
It should have been... should have been good, but I mean, we can still get it, possibly, we'll see. But yeah, I don't know. I we said a couple days ago when the stuff was kind of coming out, I was like, the further you get into the expanded universe, the better it is in my eyes, because that's how you connect all the through lines through the main canon movies.
Yeah, there's more out there than just the Jedi versus Sith, you know. There's The Mandalore, The Wars, like, it used to be.
It's, yeah, because this is, I've always been kind of tight-lipped about it, but, like, because, I hope that's the case, because, like, while I enjoy Star Wars movies, like, the level of fandom that I see from people that I know about, even the original trilogy, like, I'm the guy that's just like, yeah, I like those movies, but I'm not like, it's okay, yeah, sure. So it's like, because it's always just the Sith versus, you know, it's mm-hmm. like, whatever. It's the same shit. It's whatever to me. But, like, this stuff is fascinating to me because it's something I have known nothing about. So.
Well, and even in episode 8, they, not directly, but I mean, they allude to a bigger picture.
Yeah.
Which is talked about a lot in the Clone Wars series, so I don't know. Even the main movies are finally starting to get away, which is, you know, about time.
yes.
So I don't know. I like the look of it. I like Jon Favreau. Look what he did for Marvel.
I love Jon Favreau. I'll trust him. I mean, he can make whatever, and I'll watch it.
Writing, producing it, it's probably gonna be pretty good.
Yeah,
he made Chef, which is very good.
Chef is very good.
Chef.
My name's Chef. But I think that's going to do it for main content here. Which means it is time for the Tweet a Corner.
Corner of Tweets.
So, what is it? Every 35 episodes, we're going to change songs.
Should we? I don't know.
I don't know. Well, that's what we've been doing, man, so far.
We can. If we want to, we can do it.
It's up to us.
It's our podcast. We do what we want.
Damn straight.
So, we have one Tweet Corner this week. What do we do? I want more. Guys, what's going on? Give us some more tweets.
Hey, you. Doesn't have to be about video games.
No. No, not you. That person.
Yeah, it could literally be about anything, just, you know.
No, you're listening.
Somebody asked us if we wanted it, if we'd rather poop or pee on somebody. I mean, come on.
Why not both?
All right. So this one comes from Jeff, allegedly, at allegedly Jeff, at Robertson Dugnut, at CGY Podcast. A big wig Hollywood exec has greenlit a movie about your life. What genre will the movie be, and who will you cast to play yourself? Hashtag Tweet Corner. Mine's going to be a comedy, and it's going to be Fat Jonah Hill is going to play me. Thanks.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Wow. I don't know. I mean, I could just be like, yeah, it's going to be a documentary, Jeff. Fuck you. But it's technically a genre of movie.
It could be a mockumentary.
See, I was thinking Office style.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say a mockumentary. Like, A Mighty Wind or Best in Show.
That's good.
And
Jonah Ray. It's obvious.
There it is. I was gonna say Tom Cruise, but he's too short. It is Jonah Ray, 1,000%.
He is 100%. Oh my god.
Kyle Schwarber's gonna play Dustin.
Yeah. Hey man. Could be that.
I think they look the same. That's just me.
And also it's a mockumentary about just, like, for instance, yesterday during the middle of my workday, I received an email from corporate saying that the first three people to complete a relatively difficult Sudoku puzzle won a prize. So if you don't see the absurdity in HR corporate sending you something that will take you away from your work time for at least 30 minutes, there's no joy in your life if you don't see why.
Yeah, can't you see it? That, like, Adam's working very hard. He then gets an email pop up, reads about a Sudoku contest, and that it's going to be a fun prize. And his mind just goes, I got to win that prize.
So yeah. You can make a mockumentary out of just the shenanigans and dumb shit that happened at my workplace.
And then it realizes that while doing Sudoku, he's really bad at math, and it's just not going well for him.
I think mine would be a miniseries, and it would be John Krasinski, and we'd call it Jack Ryan. What?
Did that happen? I have good or bad news for you, depending on how you want to look at it.
It's already happened.
Yes. All right.
Bad news is that you weren't in the Marines.
Oh, damn it.
Well, there's still time, though.
You know, it doesn't have to be the exact. It's just based on true stories.
How about Chuck?
There you go.
The show Chuck is Dustin's life.
Someone needs to put it side by side of me and Jonah Ray together.
Dude, it's uncanny.
Until he had LASIK surgery and got rid of his glasses, it was pretty spot on.
It's pretty crazy.
Never got back to me if you needed a stunt double or doppelganger.
Didn't he make that almost, it's like a mockumentary, but it was he did a fake travel cooking show.
Travel show, yeah.
That's fucking hilarious.
My favorite thing about a celebrity doing that is Hannibal Buress sending a not even look-alike actor to the Spider-Man Homecoming premiere because he couldn't make it. And this guy pretended that he was Hannibal Buress, and people didn't know the difference. And they don't even look the same.
I love Hannibal Buress for doing that, by the way. He just didn't give a shit. It was great.
That is great.
The Jonah Ray show is called Hidden America.
That's right.
It's pretty good. I don't know where it landed after, what's it, went under?
CISO,
yeah. I think it's on Verve now.
Yeah.
Yeah, bring back my Bim Bam TV show, thanks.
Yeah, season 2. So, did you come up with an answer, or are we just going with Chuck?
Oh, I mean, I guess I could do something like an indie movie, and I don't know who would play me.
Kyle Schwarber.
David Boreanaz.
Ooh.
Wow.
I'll go with that.
That's a pull.
Handsome.
That's a pull.
I like it. Rob Schneider. I think that's an episode. So that's going to do it here for episode 35 of Come Get Your Podcast. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram at CGY Podcast. On Twitter, make sure you send in your tweets for Tweet Corner next time. I want at least 2 out of you guys.
Not from the same person.
Jeff. I want one from every single person that listens to this episode.
Doesn't have to be about video games and movies. Can be about literally whatever you want. Clearly, we have demonstrated it is not limited to those facets of entertainment.
Yeah. Actually, that might be too many. It'd be the entire episode.
All right, but half of that, you know, number. What I
mean. Just tweet it.
Just tweet at us. Just at CGY Podcast. Hashtag Tweet Corner. You can do this. I believe in you.
Do it or I don't love you anymore.
You can subscribe to us on iTunes in Podbean and Google Play. And if you want to leave a review, that would be awesome. You can also follow us on Spotify. I don't know if you can leave a review there or not, but if you can, do it. It helps us out. Good or bad, we'll take constructive criticism. We're big boys.
We'll take it. We might not take it well, but we'll take it.
We'll take it. And make sure you enter the at Slumberyard Handcrafted on Instagram contest. Win yourself some power tools or halogen lights, home goods. Trust me, you'll need them. And you have until the 17th of October. So, as always, we end every episode with a shower thought from Reddit. This week's comes from user Geek for Life, or Lif, because it's L-Y-F. Egg plus mayo equals egg salad. Potato plus mayo equals potato salad. Chicken plus mayo equals chicken salad. Math proves mayo magically turns any food into salad. And that's been episode 35 of Come Get Your Podcast. I've been your host, Adam.
I've been Dustin.
And I've been Chris.
And we'll see you next time. Listen for the SpoilerCast episode. Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Love you.